Hey, are you on the phone? Okay, good. All right, I've got the report you wanted. Your 9 o'clock for tomorrow has been moved to early next week. Adjusted your calendar already. And I've got your late night coffee. I know it's not my job to bring you coffee, but I also know you've been working all day, and I wanted to get you a pick-me-up. You're welcome. After all, I wouldn't be the very best assistant in the whole wide world if I didn't know what you needed, now would I? Oh, hey, before I forget, I have to make sure to give you this. No, nope, it's okay. Everyone else has gone home, so it's just you and me. I think maybe even in the whole building. You've been burning the midnight oil a lot lately, so I know it doesn't feel like it, but it's super late. Only crazy people and gorgeous geniuses are at work now. Which one are you? Well, I don't think work has driven you crazy yet, so probably a gorgeous genius. Okay. Yes, definitely a gorgeous genius. Oh my goodness. Which also reminds me. I have a bone to pick with you. It took everything I had not to jump your bones after the board meeting today. You looked so fucking hot just calmly explaining how your department managed to make more than the other four put together. Watching you work. You're so good at what you do. I know I tell you all the time, but holy shit. Watching you command a room like that seriously fucking turns me on. I hate that we have to keep this a secret for the moment, but it's also kind of hot sneaking around. Not to mention having your boss eye fucking you every time they're ever near you, when it's so obvious that they want you. Yeah. She can back off, though. Because you're all mine. I know. It's just how it is right now. I mean, technically, we could tell everyone. It wouldn't really be a problem. It's not like you made the first move. If anything, it was kind of adorable how hard you tried to keep things professional. You were just too attractive to resist, weren't you? It's good for you to look like you're single for now. Makes people underestimate you. What did it for me? Like, why was I attracted to you? I mean, besides the everything? The coffee. My first day, I asked you how you took your coffee, and you looked me right in the eye, and you said, "You have a master's degree. The day I ask you to get me my coffee is the day I stop deserving an assistant." And then you brought me coffee. I mean, I drink tea because coffee is disgusting bean juice, but still, it was a very nice thought. Okay, no, I take it back. Coffee's amazing. Don't wheel your chair away from me. Ever since then, you were this amazing boss and you were a great person all around, and not to mention you can really fill out a suit. So you were so nice. You didn't get that I was flirting with you at all, did you? Staying after hours, asking how you were doing, giggling and twisting my hair around my finger. Finally had to make the first move, didn't I? I remember it as if it was yesterday. You and me, working late on a night just like this. You told me to go home. You said that my social life shouldn't have to suffer from your pathological need to work until you drop. I asked you what social life? And you looked so caught off guard. You asked me, well, surely a woman like you has somebody at home waiting for her. And then finally I couldn't take it anymore. So I told you, the only person I have eyes for is telling me to head home right now so that they can work themselves to death alone. I've never seen you look so stunned. Oh. Until I kissed you a couple seconds later. That wiped that look off your face. And then you started looking at me like it was the most amazing thing you'd ever seen. I don't think you've stopped looking at me like that ever since. You know, I think we spent almost as much time trying to put everything back on your desk as we did on each other that night. Okay, enough reminiscing. Time to go. What? No, no! God, it's so late. I need you. Please? I want to feel your arms around me when I fall asleep. I want to feel you wrapped around me, your voice in my ear. Okay. No, it's fine. I understand. It's nights like this that made you the genius I adore so much. But once you have that promotion, please tell me you're gonna relax a little more. You'll learn how to delegate a few more things. I know. But until then, I reserve the right to pout now and then about not having you all to myself. And furthermore, I demand kisses for recompense. Okay. Now I'll leave you to focus. For now. I'll be on my way. See you in a bit. Or, actually, well, I mean, no, I'm just thinking that this is very important work and you need clarity and focus, right? Exactly, yeah, you need to be at your best. And I'm here to support you in every way. And, well, I did say I want you all to myself because you're my gorgeous, handsome man, and I need you. So, the way I see it, the best thing to do for you, me, and the company is to offer you my full support. Mm-hmm. In every possible way. What am I doing? Nothing. Just getting in a position to support you in the best way possible. Oh, don't you know? The best way to support someone that is hard at work is from under the desk. You heard me. And I mean, if you didn't want me getting under here, you shouldn't have gotten one of those open desks. It's all nice and roomy down here, too. Yeah, I think that this is the perfect position for me. But right now, I'm just here to support you through this trying time. I'm here to show you that it doesn't matter that you can't hold my hand out in public just yet. And that I don't care that we have to wait to make our relationship public. I'm crazy about you. And more importantly, I'm crazy about this. Look at it. I swear to God, if I'd have known that this was what you were hiding underneath those suits of yours, I'd have just pounced you on my first day. What? How dare you? You take that back. Even now, I've got my hands on it. Slowly stroking. Well, lawsuit, schmawsuit. Look at you. Always so happy to see me, as I am to see you. In fact, I'm so happy to see it, I could kiss it. You like that? Seeing your cute assistant on her knees, sucking her cock as you try to work. Oh, you do? Well, how about this? Yes, sir, of course. I'll suck your cock for you. You are the boss, after all. And I'm just your slutty, cock-hungry little assistant. Too much? Yeah, I get it. Still. I can feel that I'm doing something right. You're throbbing pretty hard. I think. You might even be getting close for me. I can feel your balls tightening. You are getting close for me. I know you too well. That's it, baby. You can come for me. Give me everything. Let it all out. Right down my throat. Well, it seems like my job here is done. I guess I'll just let you get back to work. Oh, hey. Oh, you can really pull someone out from under there pretty easy. Have you done this before? Oh, you're just a natural, huh? Oh, hey! If you wanted me on the desk, all you had to do was ask. You know I love hopping on here. What happened to all that important work you have to do? I don't think it used to involve pushing my legs apart and sitting between them. Okay, boss. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm an upstanding employee of this company, and I would never do anything as filthy as coming to the office without any panties on. It's impossible. I'm sure I was wearing them earlier. They were there in the morning when we left the house. Somewhere between this morning and now, they must have just slipped right off. Now, here I am, sitting on my boss's desk with my perfectly shaven pussy so very exposed. And every inch you move closer, my thighs are spreading a little. Aren't I just so polite and welcoming? The perfect assistant, really. You, on the other hand, what are you doing? You know I hate it when you tease me. Kissing along my thighs like that. Moving slower and slower each time. You're such a tease. Your mouth always feels so fucking good on my pussy. Fuck. Finally. Go ahead, baby. It's all yours. No. must taste extra good today. I don't think you've ever held my thighs this tight before. Your arms wrapped around them, pulling me closer and closer like you're trying to eat me alive. Go ahead. I'm all yours. You will never know how fucking grateful I am that all of that workaholism extends to the bedroom. Fuck. You really give 100% whatever you do. Oh my. That's it. Right there. Fuck. You love my hands and your back of your head, don't you? Every time I tuck on your hair, you eat me out a little harder. Fuck. God, you're so fucking perfect. You're not just out to fucking tease me. Come. Fuck. I know you have to work, but please tell me you can wait, because I really need you to fuck me right now. Oh, thank God. Let me roll up my skirt. Wait. Let me bend over the desk. I've always wanted you to take me from behind like this. Fuck. I've been aching for this all day. You taking me? And I've definitely fantasized about doing it like this ever since you got into this office. The view's amazing. You think people know? The reason the lights are still on is because you're giving your little assistant the fuck of her life? Fuck yes, please. More. Or I'll say more dirty things. Fuck yes. Push your cock inside of me. I'm yours. All yours. Fuck. Every inch of me. That's it, baby. Take me right here. I hope someone is out there looking out their window, can barely see us. Ah! Fuck. You're always so fucking eager to please me as I am to please you. Fuck. It's really fucking hot knowing you want me as much as I want you. To the point where whenever I'm about to come, I can always feel that you get close to the way that you that your breath hitches, the way that you moan. I can tell how much you want to come with me. Come with me. Please. You just have to lean over me, not turn my head to the side. I'm not ready for you. Pull away from me. Stay right here with me. To keep this a secret for now. It'll be worth it to make sure you get ahead. It's better for people to think you're single. Just for now. And until we can really be together, I don't mind spending every night reminding you just how much you're loved. Okay. Supported. I'll always believe in you. Always.